Hey guys, this is Brian and Nora.
And you're listening to the Not Today MS podcast.
Welcome back to the Not Today MS podcast. Today's scripture comes from Psalms 119 at verse 32. It says, I run in the path of your commands, for you have broadened my understanding.
Okay.
Did you like that verse?
Sure. That's good.
I think that's interesting. We talk a lot about running, and I like all the verses in the Bible that we have found that talk about running. Not necessarily for exercise, but like running towards God.
Right.
Running towards what's right. And that one's kind of talking about running, you know, towards the commands that God's given us, you know, the ways that he wants us to live.
Well, it's obedience, right?
Run
in the path of your commands, for you have broadened my understanding. I think the closer we are to God, the more he calls us out into obedience to do a thing or several things that maybe aren't the cool thing or the popular thing or the thing that's going to bring us glory, but it's the obedient thing.
Right.
And in those moments when I've been in obedience to God, there's no better feeling.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if anyone else notices or pats me on the back or gives me a high five. It doesn't matter. If I know that I'm in God's will, if I'm doing what God's called me to do, it's the best feeling.
And those times that we aren't obedient and
we
know that we're not doing the things that God's asking us to do,
it's
or
the
we're
worst.
Ignoring
yes.
his call.
That's
yeah,
the absolute worst feeling.
It's the
feeling.
Worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So let's talk about our last week. We had a lot of exciting things happen. We had a lot of changes in our household.
Yes. We had a big weekend. If you listened to last week, you'll remember we talked about moving our adult son into his first apartment, and so that was coming up, and we did that on Saturday. Actually, Friday was load-in day, and Saturday was move-in day. So, lots of carrying heavy things up and downstairs, lots of real-life Jenga as we balanced things and packed as many things in trunks and in backs of cars as possible. I don't know if I mentioned this. We had a accident in our lovely van.
Our barely year old van.
Yeah. We were rear-ended a couple weeks ago. And so what we thought we would have this nice, luxurious, big van to load the back of, we suddenly found ourselves stuffing the trunk of a Nissan Sentra. So that didn't pack a whole lot, but it's okay. We had a U-Haul and
we loaded it. I honestly didn't think that we could fill it as full as we did.
Yeah.
It was the 15-foot and, you know, a 23-year-old recently graduated college kid. You wouldn't think he would have that much, but
his
dorm
room was huge.
It was.
Yeah.
And he was given a lot of stuff.
Nice furniture.
He got a couch and a love seat. He was given a dresser and a nightstand and just a lot of different things. So we filled that pretty full.
Yeah. He's starting life off sitting pretty good. So pretty happy for him. Saturday was two flights of stairs and lots of carrying things. And you want to tell them the story of what happened?
Well, yeah.
In the afternoon,
yeah. Well, we had already...
Let's paint the picture of Daniel's dad and his stepmom were there with us, as was my mom. And so and our daughter and Daniel, of course, and the two of us. So seven people in a tiny one-bedroom apartment, all trying to do things. So you and John are putting together furniture.
Yeah, which I love to do. We worked really fast. Everything unloaded quick, like 45 minutes. Everything was in the apartment.
Yeah.
Then we switched gears to getting stuff put together.
Right.
Getting stuff.
His stepmom and I went and got groceries at Walmart on one of the busiest days of the entire year, the Saturday before Easter. Everybody was getting their Easter meal prepped, and we had hit all sides. We had two carts full of things. She hit the home section, and I hit the grocery section, and we met back up and got lunch for everybody and made our way back to the apartment. And by the time we got back, you and John had been hard at work putting things together and had already figured out how many screws were missing from
multiple things. And just to back up just a little a little other point to where we're going with the story, Daniel's mattress was one of those ones that's rolled up in a box.
Yeah.
So his dad and I were bringing that in, and I missed a step, so I kind of turned my ankle, my right ankle a little bit. So that gradually was getting more painful as the hours went on.
And you were sitting on a hardwood floor putting things together.
Right, putting things together. So the soreness was in full force there.
Yeah.
But we realized there were some screws missing from the TV stand, entertainment center, whatever you want to call it. And so John, you know, figured out what screws we needed and was going to go to Lowe's to pick those up.
Yeah.
And so in the meantime, I'm over putting together the internet stuff.
Right.
The modem and the Wi-Fi, making sure all that worked. And the TV was actually sitting on this narrow...
Sofa table.
Yeah, that's the proper name for it. Not a TV stand.
In hindsight, that's the lesson I think we all should take away from this, is do not put a TV on something that is not designed to hold a 50-pound flat-screen TV.
Right. Lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
Okay, so I'm down there, you know, got the internet all good to go. And so I'm basically going to stand up. And sitting there for in that position for a few minutes, I'm like, man, I'm just dying. I mean, my legs are sore from everything we've done the last 2 days. So I'm trying to get up, and I start losing my balance, so I naturally reach out and grab the table, which caused this huge, his main TV, which is a flat screen, like a 42-inch, but it's an older model, so it's the ones that are like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
It fell. It landed partially on me and on the half-built TV stand, and it busted the... one of the shelves to this TV stand, broke it right in half, completely shattered the TV. And a little backstory, the other TV that was given to him for his bedroom, we had already discovered had a cracked screen. So that had already been hauled out to the dumpster. And so
that was defeat number one.
Yeah, I'm sitting there in disbelief that I just destroyed my son's TV and brand new TV stand that he just bought with his own money.
Right.
So and also realizing that I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
From a little cut on my hand.
So, yeah, that was fun.
So, it wasn't super fun, but.
Tensions were high.
Yeah.
Blood sugars were low.
Very.
And it was not a pretty moment, but, you know, it was one of those things where I think it was a good lesson for Daniel, where we were like, things can be replaced.
Yes.
Like, this could have been so much worse. Stores are open.
Yeah.
TVs are cheap nowadays.
Yep.
And, like, you know, within an hour, the problem was fixed.
Yep.
So, it was a doozy of a day.
But at the end of the day, you know, we got all of that taken care of. We got the new TV and the new TV stand. We got some food. He got a lot of his apartment the way he wanted it. I mean, I would say he had like 90% of everything where he wanted it to be and hung up. I mean, there was a few little things left, and that's just his personality. He likes his things the way that he wants. So, by the time we got dinner and we sat down on the couch, watched a movie, everything kind of felt more, a lot more relaxed. And I think he felt a lot more relaxed too, that everything was back to close to normal.
He's still getting used to it. I think it's going to be one of those things that's going to take a little bit, but yeah. Yes, that was our weekend, and that was eventful for sure.
Lots of steps. We took a lot of steps.
And it was good to cross train.
It was good to cross train. Yeah, I mean,
lots of the upper body work.
Yeah,
and
a lot of going up and down stairs.
Right.
Carrying extra weight. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. It's it was difficult in a lot of ways, but also just really good. Just so proud of him. He starts the academy on Monday. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes.
This is a first for us. So it's like, you know, it's interesting when we've talked about this. And if anybody out there is listening, you may have gone through this or you will be going through this. You know, when he graduated high school and going to college, you know, moving him in that first time, that was quite an emotional day.
It was hard.
After that first year of college, then it was kind of a routine there for the 4 years. And then the abrupt move home at the end of his senior year. His senior year didn't end the way he wanted to.
We didn't get to have graduation.
Nope. But now, basically waiting a year for this day to come, for him to finally be, you know, for sure on the path that God's laid out before him.
Right.
And the reality of him, like, moving out, like, it's different. When you know they move out for college, they're coming home.
Right.
In the summer.
His address was still our address.
And our home will always be his home. But it kind of hit me a little bit differently than I thought. I don't think we haven't talked about it a whole lot, but it's like this is it. Like, our home, he's always welcome in our home, but it's no longer his address. You know, it's like,
when he comes home, it's visiting.
It's visiting.
Ugh.
And that hit me. that hit me pretty hard. And I'm like, well, it was Sunday morning, I think, because we had to get up super duper early for church because we had very early services, and Bethany and I were both on praise team. But Bethany's getting ready for church, and I'm sitting in the dining room drinking my coffee, looking at the pictures in the dining room of little Daniel.
Yeah.
And just thinking about all of the years and all of the experiences and all of the good things, and then thinking about, you know, my not so good parenting moments through the years. It's like everything was flashing in front of my eyes. It's kind of strange, but.
And I don't know about other moms or dads of firstborns. I think with your first one, it's so tense. You're just so tense.
Mm-hmm.
I was, at least. And we were sitting watching videos last night of when the kids were little, and I swear it just felt like everything Daniel went to say or do, I was just nitpicky. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't quiet down or calm down or whatever. And just on him, like, nonstop. And then the second one comes along, and it's like everything they do is hysterical.
Yeah.
And they can get away with everything. And I think I've just noticed that more, like, when we watch old videos and stuff, and I hate it. Like, if I had my life to live over.
Well, yeah.
Oh, so moms of little ones, just relax a little bit.
Yep, definitely.
Just please. Like, I, if I had his childhood to do over, I would go back and tell that girl. I think because I was so young, I constantly felt like we had something to prove.
Yeah.
That he had something to prove because he was the mom of a teenage mom.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, he was the son of a teenage mom.
Yeah.
Like, that we had something to prove. That I had to prove that I was a capable human being.
Right.
And, you know, could raise my kid. And he had to prove that, you know, he wasn't going to be a statistic and end up like so many other, you know, children of single moms or teenage moms. And
right.
it just, I constantly just felt that pressure, and I put that pressure on him. And if I had my life to do over again, if I could go back and talk to that girl, I would say, oh, honey, just enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, just calm down, enjoy it. He's a wild and free and, you know, fun boy, and just let him be that.
Yeah.
Let him have fun, and don't get on him about every single thing, because I did. I just hate it.
I know. And
I mean, so now he's really hard on himself. And so
he is, but yeah. At the same time, I think, I mean, we can't beat ourselves up. I mean, we can't obviously change that.
Right.
What we may have done, but it's encouraging to me to watch him, even just this week. It's like his demeanor has changed from, because Sunday afternoon, when he, you know, he came back home for Easter.
Yeah. We said goodbye to him Saturday night, and then he was back Sunday morning.
Yeah, he's
morning.
Back Sunday morning, but but we were at your mom's house for, you know, Easter dinner and everything, and
yeah.
I could just tell he was dreading going back there.
Yeah.
Even though he loves it. It's a great place, great opportunity.
It wasn't feeling like home yet.
Not though. Yet. But then as this week has gone on,
yeah,
as I've chatted with him, I feel like, you know, he's gotten it where how he wants it. He's made dinner. He's keeping
That's
us informed on
him.
All
I
of
was,
the dinners and things.
He's talking to me Sunday, and, you know, of course, your mama's heart starts breaking when they, you know, or like he was apprehensive or whatever. Just go back home or go back to the apartment. And I don't know what I'm doing. And I was like, plan your meals,
mm-hmm.
and make. That's going to be your first step. You're going to go home and make a meal there, and it's going to start to feel like home.
Yeah.
First time you cook, because he's a great cook and he loves to cook. And I'm like, first time you make a for real meal in your own home, like, there's no better feeling. I love that feeling.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? His first night of cooking, he set off the smoke detector. So made me proud, because I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, and I told him this too, I'm like, this first week is going to be a little bit weird, just because, you know, you haven't started your job yet, but take this time to relax, get into a routine. And then I said, once the academy starts on Monday, I said, you know, 8 to 5, you're gone.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to establish a routine. You're going to get home at 5 o'clock. You're going to be hungry. So you're either going to cook something or have something cooking in the crock pot.
Right.
I'm like, and that routine will start. But yeah, once you're working that full day, you're going to be ready to rest. And you're going to be glad that you've got a really cool place to come back and chill.
Absolutely.
You know, have, you know, people around.
Oh, that was another thing.
Or anything.
I'm so thrilled with the location of his apartment.
Oh, yeah.
We sort of was a friend of a friend of a friend, really, that connected us with this apartment complex. And I just, we kind of looked at it on a map. Daniel went and checked it out and told us that it was awesome and sent us pictures and stuff. But, you know, it's like until you get there and you drive around the area, you're like, is this a good area? Is it not? Because it was a good deal on his apartment. It was a little bit cheaper than some of the more affluent ones. But I just loved, I love that area. He has the most awesome Target and Kroger, like less than a mile from his house and
everything
from his apartment
close.
And everything. Yeah, everything's close. And I think that eased my heart. Everything about it just felt good.
It did.
Everything about this whole move has been hard. It hasn't come without a lot of hard work on his part, my goodness, and patience and all of that, but it has felt like God's blessed it.
Definitely.
As we've gone along. It's just felt, and that's what I keep telling him. I'm like, you know, because when you're going through I don't know what the word I want to say. I'm wanting to say auditioning, but it's not auditioning. But when you're going through the hiring process for a police department, it is hard. It is brutal. It is constant self-doubt and what am I doing? And every time things would get hard, I would look at him and I would say, do you want this?
Yep.
And every time he would say, more than anything I've ever wanted in my life.
Yep.
I'm like, well, then you'll fight for it.
Yep.
Then I'm not worried about it, and you're going to fight
has.
For it.
I mean, he has fought for it. He still has doubts. He doubts himself still, but in a way, I think that's almost fuel to get him.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I hope going. That he sees he has just done so much work while in this past year, while he's been home. And I hope he sees that that's going to pay off. The work that he's done is going to pay off, and it's going to come in handy next week when things get real. Yeah. So he's in really good shape. I'm so proud of him, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of shape.
Well, one more thing on him being in shape. It's
what?
Which this terrifies me. For me, if it was me. For him, it doesn't terrify me, but it's like the fact that he basically, he will go in on his first day in a suit, basically, but he has a gym bag as well, and at any minute, they'll be like, you have 10 minutes to get ready, and we're going to go do your physical test, or 5 minutes, 3 minutes, I don't know.
I think he was told by his mentor or someone, time yourself and try and do it under 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And he did. He can go from full dress into, and he said, whatever you're not dressed in at the end of whatever time they call, you're working out in that day.
Yeah.
So if you don't get those shoes changed, I was gonna say,
hopefully at least you get your shoes on.
Yeah. But whatever. So I, knowing our son, he's going to like lay it all out. Like the socks will already be in the shoes. Mm-hmm. Like it'll be.
Oh, yeah.
All
yeah.
of that. He's already thought through that, too. He's like, well, we have to wear dress socks. I can't just wear my. He's got special running socks. He's like, I can't just wear my Fleet Feet or whatever. I don't know. What socks do you have?
I think it's Fleet.
No, it's not. It's not. Something. That's the name of a store.
Oh, something
We're
feet.
So old.
Something Feet. Better,
I don't remember.
Better Feet.
No, that is not what it's called. It starts with an F, but I can't remember what. So anyway, I'm sure everyone is screaming.
Feet.
Someone is screaming what the name of the socks are, and we could take a minute and look it up, but we're not.
Nah, it's okay.
What do I wear? Belugas?
Beluga, yeah.
I love those. And then whatever he got, Features? That's it.
Features. Yes, that's it. That is it. Yeah, Fleet Feet is a store. It's a running shoe store.
Right.
But that's not the name of the sock.
No. Features.
Features, that's
is
right.
The name of the sock.
I wear
Asics.
Asics that we got at Academy Sports.
That's something
are great.
If you are just getting into running.
Oh, man.
At some point, you're going to figure out that you need a sock.
And once you find the sock,
you will realize it's worth every penny.
Oh,
and then for me, I'm like a beluga, however you say it. But I have two different sizes. I have mediums and I have larges. And I think I figured out the other day, they're like one pair when I run long distance rub in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured out the larges. I have to wear the larges when I'm running bigger distances. And I have to wear the mediums when I'm running shorter distances.
Isn't that strange?
So weird. But mine are like super cushy. Yours are like thinner.
Yeah.
Daniel's, I want to say, are thinner.
Mine are
well.
Thinner. And like on the top of the foot, it's like they have, it's almost like.
Like a mesh.
Mesh.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
But the bottom, like around the arch, is more, a little more structured.
And I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
And mine are cheap.
Yeah. Yours are cheap.
Mine are cheap. They really are for, but they work for me.
You tape your feet like the bionic.
Not every run. Longer runs I tape
longer
my
runs.
Feet. This weekend I'll be taping my feet and ankles probably.
Because we're doing
10 miles.
10 miles.
It's our 10 miler. So yeah, I'm going to definitely have to tape my ankles, both of them, because my right ankle is still sore from the weekend.
Yeah.
But I have a method. KT tape does wonders.
Yeah. Lots of good YouTubes out there.
Lots of good YouTubes on different aches and pains that you have.
I've never tried. I haven't ever tried any KT tape, so.
Yeah. I've thought about trying it for my IT band.
Yeah, but you have to shave, don't you?
kind of.
Shave your legs. Sorry. That's okay. Kind of funny.
It is.
Be like
funny.
A swimmer.
Well, I'm getting to that age where like my hair's starting to fall out on my legs. So gross. It is kind of nasty. I'm getting old. Oh, well. But
be like a swimmer. Just wax it.
Right.
No hair. Hairless legs.
Try that.
That's so weird.
It would be weird. But yes, 10 miles this weekend. We are kind of in the final stretch here.
We are.
But for our virtual half, again, I think we've mentioned it, but we're planning on running on
May 1st,
so which is Kentucky Derby Day, weather permitting. That's kind of the good thing with
doing it virtually.
Can, if the weather's just going to be a washout, we can do it the day after or something. So
we can't do Sunday. Too hard.
The week
with
after
church and things. Yeah. So we've mapped all of that out. I think we've got it narrowed down to 5 loops in our like little area by our house.
Yep.
And then we're heading out to the lake, running to the end of it or whatever, to the dog park.
Yep.
Is what we call it.
That's our little
and
marker
then
point.
Turning back around, and we'll set up. My plan is to set up a cooler at the stop sign there where we. There's a stop sign that kind of marks when we've hit a mile in the loop.
Yes.
And I just figure we'll let our neighbors know, and we'll put a little cooler there, and we'll put some ice waters in there. And that way we can make sure we're full up on water before we head out to the lake.
Because it's a little more difficult to plan that. So yeah, I like that plan. I think it's good. I mean, our town's good size, but it's surprisingly hard to map a really long run. I mean,
without the elevation getting out of this world, and without running at the lake is great because there's multiple porta potties as you're going along.
Yeah,
that's handy. And of course, doing the loops by our house, we can always run in our house real quick if we have to. That's really handy, but as far as running out in any other direction, it's hard. And then we don't like even running the 5 loops makes me a little, but at least if we get that over with at the beginning, then I'll be able to like clear my head and be like, we're starting. Like,
yep.
it'll just be like we're starting
it
fresh.
It will be. It'd be 5.
If we're trying
and
to do
then
the loops at the end, I think I'd lose my mind.
Yeah.
So, and I've got it kind of mapped out. So I'm going to let friends know that live kind of along the path, if they want to
come out and cheer us on.
Come outside and say something.
I would like that.
I would like that too. Because it's kind of isolating and, but we'll have our music playing.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be good. And at the end of it, we'll make sure like Bethany's there with our medals. So have a little moment.
That'll be fun. Have some music playing, have her put the medals on us.
Yes. Oh, I think she'll love that because she's never gotten to be there for the end of any of our races.
Right.
So
exactly.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's what's coming up. So
yeah, same old, same old.
Yeah. Just training away and, getting used to our new normal without the boy at the house. So
yeah. It's definitely quieter. There's definitely more towels in the cabinet.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Daniel is a sometimes 2 shower-er a day and gets a clean towel for each time.
Yeah. Well, he has to have that morning shower.
To wake up. He says that. It's like to wake up. And then if he's had a really gross workout.
Yeah.
And I get it because
I get it too.
He runs and works really hard after work time. So
yeah,
that's been a strange thing. It's like, oh, there's towels in the closet.
Yeah, I haven't had to wash towels every 2 days.
So that's been funny.
Though.
And I was making dinner tonight and thinking, oh, I need to save some of that back for his lunch tomorrow. It's like, oh no, he's not here. It's kind of weird.
It is. It's weird, and it's like, oh, one little funny thing is our little dog, Rosie, she loves brother. It's just interesting how each one of us, she has like a certain way she acts with each of us.
There's a hierarchy in a house. I am top dog.
Daniel is up there, though.
He's number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel's number one.
Yeah, I mean, she just adores that boy. And she just like, I mean, she cries for him. She's like, he walks in. She's just like, please, just love on me. And it's like, there's been a couple times this week. One time it's because I said something, but another time she went up, I said, where's brother at? And she went and she, anytime that she would go upstairs to his room, she goes very slow. It's not like a run.
It's reverent.
Like an excitement. It is. It's a reverent.
She's very reverent.
Like, yeah. So she's like creeping up the stairs and I felt so bad because I'm like, I'm sorry. he's not here, Rosie.
She's so smart.
She is so smart, but that's been cute. But I feel like she knows that he hasn't been around because
she was very disturbed. We went up there on Monday. I had washed the bedding off of his bed and I took it up there and was making the bed. And she's like looking around like, where's all the stuff?
Yeah,
where's
my
brother?
Because the bed's there and the little futon, but like everything else is gone.
Everything
the rug
else is gone.
And everything. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah.
Oh, anyway. So it even affects your pets you have your kids move out. So
far, I think Bethany's just fine.
Yeah, well,
they both have big plans. They think she needs to move up to his room, and I'm like, one major life change at a time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I told her
for your input.
Yeah,
yeah, they both
can try it out a couple nights, but I'm not moving any furniture yet.
No, and there's lots to. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of things to do in our house. Oh, my goodness. We've got work to do. Yeah, that's it.
That's all we got for this week, I think.
Yeah, kind of a dead week. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
We're tired.
No more words.
We're out of words. That's right.
But anyway, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We're going to close out in prayer like we always do. I'm going to ask you to close us out in prayer.
Okay. God, I thank you for our friends that are listening on the other end of this, God, I just pray that you would give them a great day, no matter what they're facing today, no matter what their work or their home life or whatever situation they find themselves in today. I just pray that you would be with them and guide them and meet them right where they are. And God, we lift up Daniel to you as he begins his life and career, and we just pray that you would be with him, help his apartment to feel more like home, and help him to always know and feel that he is loved and treasured. Thank you for all you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
See
you all next week. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. To find out more about us, go to NotTodayMS.com, Facebook.com/NotTodayMS, or Instagram @NotTodayMS1.